time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW weather calling for a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy skies otherwise, a high in the mid-80s, partly cloudy tonight, a 30% chance of late-night showers, a low near 70. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. The Wayne County Health Department reported another case of the coronavirus on Saturday, a male in his 50s. Saturday's case brings the total number of positive cases in the county to 60. Of the 60 cases, one person has since passed away. Two people are currently hospitalized, 18 are isolating at home, and 39 people have recovered. The Wayne County Health Department continues to investigate each case, ensuring the isolation of the positive patient. In addition, the health department places close contacts that have had exposure to the positive patient on quarantine for a minimum of 14 days to allow symptoms to develop and pass without posing risk to others. If you're contacted by public health officials, you should respond promptly. The Illinois Department of Public Health Saturday reported another 2,190 cases of the coronavirus and 18 additional deaths, bringing the statewide numbers to 192,698 total cases and 7,631 deaths. Jefferson County recorded 32 new cases of the virus on Friday, with 27 of those connected to a long-term care facility. More news after this break.
So you're looking for a way to make a difference? Well, you can by providing vital supplies to the Wayne County Humane Society. Have dog chow, cat food, and litter delivered to the Pearl Foval Shelter at 518 Southeast 4th Street in Fairfield. You can also sponsor a dog or cat by providing the funds for them to be spayed or neutered with needed shots. It makes them more adoptable. The Wayne County Humane Society in Fairfield. Help us help them.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, Act Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
Media reports indicate at least two people were hurt in a two-vehicle head-on accident Saturday morning in Jefferson County. The accident occurred on Illinois Route 142 around 8 a.m. and involved a car and an SUV. The names of those involved were not available, but the report said both drivers were trapped inside their vehicles when first responders arrived on the scene and found the roadway blocked from wreckage. The vehicles were reported to be off the roadway. According to reports from the Jefferson Fire Protection District, which was the first to respond, the SUV driver was extricated from the wreckage in about 10 minutes and taken to an area hospital. The driver of the car was extricated after a longer period of time and taken to a trauma center by AirEvac. The report said several fire departments responded, including the Dahlgren Fire Department, Weber Fire Protection District, and the Belle Rive Fire Department, along with the Litton Ambulance Service. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has been ordered to appear in Clay County Circuit Court this week over a legal challenge involving his statewide action during the coronavirus pandemic. The governor is scheduled to appear in court this Friday. He's accused of violating a ruling that states he does not have the authority to extend an emergency order beyond 30 days. Governor Pritzker originally put the emergency order in place back in March. Several weeks ago, a judge in Clay County sided with State Representative Darren Bailey of Xenia regarding the legal challenge. Pritzker faces a warrant for his arrest if he doesn't show up in court, according to reports. The governor's office did issue a statement in response to the notice, calling it a political sideshow. The governor's office also slammed the timing of the order, as the state recently announced 13 counties, including Saline County, that are now considered to be at a warning level for COVID-19. The counties fell into the warning category due to the rising number of positive coronavirus cases and outbreaks linked to business, long-term care facilities, out-of-state travel, and large gatherings. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield, as of this morning at 23.77 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. At Clay City, the river's at 17.8 feet, just below its 18-foot flood stage. At Carmi, the stage is 19.52 feet, flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 5.43 feet, flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 7.47 feet, flood stage is 19 feet. Rain chances are in the forecast for the area each day this week. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the ISP will conduct occupant restraint enforcement patrols in Wayne and White counties in late August and early September. The patrols allow the ISP to focus on safety belt and child safety seat laws. Illinois law requires all vehicle passengers, both front and back, to buckle up. State police say safety belts are still one of the most effective safety devices in vehicles, estimated to save nearly 14,000 lives each year. Half of vehicle occupants killed in a traffic crash were not properly buckled up. The Illinois Department of Public Health is announcing new rules to help enforce COVID-19 safety guidelines. The rules only apply to businesses, schools, and daycare facilities and aim to boost compliance with public health mandates, says Governor J.B. Pritzker.
They'll give local authorities a step-by-step guide on how to enforce masks and distancing and an opportunity to help businesses act in good faith.
The first step will be a warning, followed by asking patrons to leave if a business is caught failing to comply a second time. If there is a third violation, the business may be hit with a misdemeanor charge and a fine ranging from $75 up to $2,500. As the country continues to deal with the coronavirus pandemic while getting back to work, scams are targeting individuals trying to get back on their feet. Connie Unruh with the TS Institute indicates there are fake job postings popping up on all sorts of platforms, from job boards to social media. She indicates maybe to dig a little further before offering up critical information an employer would want.
They're just popping up every day. There's a new one. Fake jobs, fake job listings, especially the work from home. Mm-hmm. If you're applying for a job, make sure it's a legitimate company. Check them out. Do your homework before you fill out anything, because they're asking for your social security number, everywhere you work. That's sensitive information. Mm-hmm. And if you're giving it away to a scammer, they can impersonate you. They have everything they need. So that information is very important not to give out. Also, if employment company, like let's say, I mean, they've even said that they've had people doing interviews, phone interviews, Skype interviews with people, but they're fake companies. So imagine that. And then you get the job offer and they ask for your bank account information, pay you, and you've just given them everything, wow. Everything they need.
Unruh continues to urge residents to be on the lookout for the unemployment scams. Governor J.B. Pritzker this past Wednesday warned of this. She also encourages the public to take advantage of the weekly credit reports that are available for free until next spring. If you suspect any form of identity theft, you should contact authorities immediately. The 12th annual Wayne County Antique Tractor Drive is set for Labor Day, Monday, September 7th. Doug Anderson with the Wayne County Farm Bureau says all tractors that are model year 1990 or earlier are welcome to participate. Due to COVID-19 guidelines, there will be a hard limit of 40 tractors for this year's drive, and only drivers are allowed to attend the event. Participants are strongly encouraged to pre-register. The route will begin and end at Dagg's Auction Company on State Route 161 west of Orchardville. Check-in is at 8 a.m. Registration and event details can be found online at waynecfb.com/tractordrive. Fairfield Coin Club meeting today at the Jeff Rureton Building. Doors open at 9 a.m. and the meeting and auction will begin at 1:30 p.m. The change of venue will hopefully go back to Frontier Community College in September. If you have questions, you can email the Fairfield Coin Club at fairfieldcoinclub@gmail.com. And there will be a come-and-go retirement reception today in honor of Mrs. Mary Ruth Johnson from 2 to 4 p.m. in the Family Life Center at the Little Prairie Christian Church to thank her for 37 years of teaching ministry at the Little Prairie Preschool. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Take a break with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese and pair it with a $1 any size Coca-Cola. Price and participation may vary. Fresh beef available at most restaurants and listening area. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities.
Watermelon.
Healthy.
Cool.
And tasty.
They're grown here and are at the peak of freshness right now.
The Eliana Watermelon Association reminds you that every summer day is better with watermelon.
Bring one home today.
Mmm, watermelon.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 96-year-old Fairfield resident Bernadine Watson died early Friday morning at Aperian Care. She had worked 42 years on the production line and as an inspector at Airtex Products and was a member of the Fairfield First Baptist Church. Surviving are a daughter, Glenna Crane of Fairfield, a son, Victor Watson of Huntsville, Illinois, two sisters, Mary Holmes and Eva Marvel, both of Fairfield, 11 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, 17 great-great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Bernadine Watson will be at 1 p.m. Tuesday at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield with Brother Benny Tomberlin officiating. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until service time. Burial will be at Maple Hill Cemetery. Those attending asked to observe social distancing guidelines. Memorials may be made to the First Baptist Church and will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of the arrangements. 72-year-old Stephen W. Wheeler died August 7th following an extended illness. He was a graduate of Union County High School in Morganfield, Kentucky, and then attended Murray State University and Southern Illinois University, where he received a Bachelor of Arts in Education. He spent his career as a teacher, coach, and athletic director at Lick Creek Public Schools in Anna, Illinois, and Johnston City Middle School in Johnston City. Surviving are his wife, Elizabeth Wheeler, a daughter, Shelby K. Wheeler, three brothers, Tommy D. Wheeler of Buckner, Illinois, Wendell L. Wheeler of Carbondale, and Scott V. Wheeler of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Stepchildren, Brandy Wheeler of Raleigh, North Carolina, and Neil Wheeler of Moorhead City, North Carolina, and two grandchildren. Visitation for Stephen K. Wheeler will be held from 1 to 3 p.m. today at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Graveside services will be held immediately following at the Independent Order of Oddfellows Cemetery in McLeansboro. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to Fresnius Kidney Care at 825 Sunset Avenue in DuCoyne, Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, in charge of the arrangements. 100-year-old Fairfield resident Orrin Wells died at 7:10 p.m. Thursday at his home. He had been a mechanic and owned O'Leary's Garage from 1988 to 1995. He was a longtime member of the Sims Missionary Baptist Church, a U.S. Army Air Force veteran serving in World War II. Surviving are nine nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Orrin Wells will be at 1 p.m. Tuesday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation from 11 a.m. Tuesday until the time of service. Memorials may be made to the Sims Missionary Baptist Church and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 90-year-old Dahlgren resident Eileen Hopfinger died at 7:40 p.m. Thursday at her home. She was a homemaker and member of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis. Surviving her six daughters, Kathy Anselman of Dahlgren, Nancy Crossman of Atwood, Illinois, Lou Ann Talbert of Charlotte, North Carolina, Linda Becker, Brenda Thomas, and Lori Hopfinger, all of McLeansboro, two sons, Melvin Hopfinger of Dahlgren and Dale Hopfinger of Dahlgren, a sister-in-law, Helen Wellen, survives along with 19 grandchildren, 35 great-grandchildren, and two great-great-grandchildren. A private family mass of Christian burial will be held Tuesday for the family at St. John Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis. Visitation will be Monday evening from 5 to 8 at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be in St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis. Social distancing guidelines will be observed and face coverings required. Memorials can be made to St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery in Piopolis. The Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting.
The top five reasons to drive for KMA. Number five, free health clinic. Number four, paid holidays. Number three, monthly attendance and safety bonus. Number two, no hazmat, no jackstand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number one reason, you will be home daily. KMA is now hiring. Call 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY today.
Nothing caps off a great American summer better than a Great American Grill Contest. Hop on to WFIWradio.com and upload a picture of you grilling and chilling for a chance to win a brand new grill from Clyde's Pools in Bruceville, as well as a Lucas Oil Basket from Bobcat of Davies County. This promotional prize package is valued at over $600. So log on to WFIWradio.com today to participate in the Great American Grill Contest. Brought to you by Clyde's Pools, Bobcat of Davies County, and WFIW 104.9.
Here's your sports update. Major League Baseball yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs was postponed due to COVID-19 within the Cardinals organization. Today's game has also been postponed. Cleveland beat the Chicago White Sox 7-1. Cincinnati topped Milwaukee 4-1. Detroit beat Pittsburgh 11-5. Philadelphia over Atlanta 5-0. Baltimore beat Washington 5-3. Kansas City over Minnesota 9-6. Texas beat the LA Angels 2-0. New York Mets over Miami 8-4. Toronto beat Boston 2-1. The Yankees beat Tampa Bay in game one of a doubleheader 8-4. Tampa Bay won the second game 5-3. Oakland over Houston 3-1. San Francisco beat the Dodgers 5-4. Arizona over San Diego 3-2. And Colorado blanked Seattle 5-0. NBA, Indiana over the LA Lakers 116-111. National Hockey League, in the East qualifying round robin game, Philadelphia beat Tampa Bay 4-1. West qualifying round robin game in overtime, Vegas over Colorado 4-3. In NASCAR racing Saturday, Kevin Harvick won Saturday's Cup race at Michigan. Brad Keselowski was second and Martin Truex Jr. third. The Cup drivers race again today at Michigan at 3:30 p.m. That can be seen on NBCSN. In the Xfinity race Saturday in Wisconsin, Austin Cindric was the winner. A.J. Allmendinger finished second, and Chase Briscoe was third. That's your sports update.
The Redbird Recap is sponsored by Central Bank, your hometown bank of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, good morning, everyone. As you likely know by now, the Cardinals series against the Cubs has been postponed this weekend. Today's game postponed yesterday and Friday also postponed as the Cardinals deal with three new positive tests within their organization. Here's President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak.
Well, we think we're isolating the individuals that may be connected to this. And so there is small level of confidence that we may sort of know where this all began, but through contact tracing. But I think we'll have a little more confidence to know what that looks like, you know, once we get today's results and perhaps tomorrow's results before moving forward.
No official word yet on the upcoming series against the Pittsburgh Pirates, which was to start tomorrow. We'll have more word on that as it becomes available. I'm Tom Ackerman on the Cardinals Radio Network.
We believe in the perfect game, the hard nine, the gas house game, backflips and Uncle Charlie, Clydesdales, scorecards, and hitting the cutoff man. Two birds on one bat, hanging banners, and that next year is now. We believe in Cardinals Nation.
Central Bank believes in being the hometown bank of the Cardinals. Welcome to Cardinals Checking for those who believe. Sign up for free Cardinals Checking with Central Bank and get an exclusive Cardinals 11-time champions jersey and 2-game tickets. Find out more at CardinalsChecking.com. Restrictions apply. One offer per household while supplies last. Member FDIC.
And the Fairfield airy weather, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mostly cloudy otherwise, a high in the mid-80s, partly cloudy tonight, a 30% chance of showers late, a low of 70, partly sunny Monday, 40% chance of showers and storms, a high of 88, Tuesday, 60% chance of afternoon showers and storms, a high of 85, partly sunny Wednesday, showers and storms likely in the morning, a high of 83. Mostly sunny Thursday, chance of showers and storms, a high of 85. Partly sunny Friday, another chance of showers and storms, a high of 85. Rain falling east of Fairfield so far today, 7/100 of an inch of rain. The present Fairfield temperature, 72.